You're listening to Irish Sports Talk. Hello, Notre Dame fans, and welcome to Irish Sports Talk. This is episode 339, our score predictions podcast. Randall's joining me over Skype, and we'll give our thoughts on the game, how we think it's going to go, including our score predictions as well. So, Randall, before we jump into that, anything that you'd like to say?
They had another press conference today, and I thought they had some interesting points in that, but yeah.
One thing about the press conference, Brian Kelly was asked about some of the tweets he received from former Notre Dame football players, and he was kind of asked if he thought he was too hard on the players, and from the beginning, I've always thought he has been really hard on the coaching, including himself. He was maybe harder after the Duke game on the players than he was on the coaches, but if you look at the past few weeks, he's been very critical about the coaching as well. And I know a lot of people were really upset with how he handled it, but I just don't think he handled it badly. I mean, could he have handled it a little bit better? Yes, he probably, I don't think he should have handled the Malik thing the way he did, or he could have handled that a little bit better. But overall, I think he handled it pretty well.
Well, I wonder if it had to do with the tweet that DeVaris Daniels sent out. I'm pretty sure it was DeVaris Daniels. He said he mentioned something about how he's always putting the blame on somebody else, the players and the coaches, and he said, yeah, it's just normal. Like, that was just a normal thing. I don't have the exact word in front of me, but basically he just, you know, that's what he was used to, always blaming somebody else. So that was the one tweet I saw from former players. I'm sure there were other comments, but I hadn't really paid attention to any of them.
Yeah. I have feelings about kind of that response to DeVaris Daniels, but I don't really want to get into it on the podcast. But one thing I do want to mention, I do think it's good, and I'm impressed with the amount of respect that the players are showing for the other players, but especially for the coaches. You hear them to continue to say, you know, that they trust the coaches to get them in the right spot. And that you can just hear it, that the players, at least the ones that have been in front of the media, do respect the coaches and believe that they're going to lead them and guide them to a successful season.
Yeah, I agree. And Kelly said the guys all know the game plan now, so now it's just a matter of executing out on the field. So,
all right, Randall.
I'm ready to find out what that is.
When we were doing our preview podcast for Syracuse, I had told you that I felt pretty optimistic. I felt like just watching the interviews with the players and kind of the vibe from the team was that the team feels rejuvenated, feels like a new team. And I still feel that way. Do I think they're going to come out and hold Syracuse to under 20 points per game? No, I don't. But I do think they're gonna come out and play a sound defense. Again, Kelly for the second time now said they're not gonna be prepared for everything, but they're gonna play sound defense.
Well, that was some of the comments that I liked the most from his press conference today. You know, he said maybe the quarterbacks are checking, or obviously Kaiser. I mean, he said the quarterback. But I was talking about Kaiser is checking. You know, they're checking the, his comment was checking this, checking that, and, you know, they always want to have an answer for everything, but he says sometimes you just got to go with it. The comment, his quote was sometimes, well, here, hang on, before I go to the quote, he said that with the running backs was then check this, check that, and just run the damn ball. So he said sometimes they just got to go with it instead of, you know, trying to find the perfect answer for what they're bringing. And maybe that's why he was talking about Dexter Williams, because that's been the one issue that we've heard that Dexter Williams has, is, you know, knowing all those checks and what he's supposed to do when Kizer checks out of a play. But then, you know, the fact of going with the play, you know, maybe not having the perfect answer, his comment was, sometimes relatively correct with good players is better than being absolutely correct and then really slowing down your team. So,
but
you
Randall,
know,
and I
do
think
all that stuff.
He's talking about both sides of the ball with that comment, right?
Yeah, I agree. But I was throwing that in with the other comments he made of what I like to hear from him, and even the offense and the defense. They got to do that on both sides of the ball.
I agree. And I think that I honestly think that is what we'll see, and that's why I'm so optimistic. I don't think they're going to come in and record a record number of sacks or tackles for loss or pass breakups, but I do think that it will be fewer missed tackles. I think the players will be more emotional, which I think will create more of a push at the line of scrimmage. I think we'll get some better penetration, more disruptive plays. Again, I don't think we'll see a record number of anything, or even maybe not even an impressive number, but I think it will be drastically and noticeably different from what we've seen the first 4 weeks.
Well, yeah, I'm that's what I'm hoping for, but I'm still expecting them to give up more points than what we want them to.
And here's the thing, I honestly believe the team feels like it's a new season in a way. If they lose this game, especially if they lose badly, I'm really worried that they could lose, you know, the majority of the remaining games on the schedule.
Yeah, I think it could definitely be a turning point either way.
I think this win is really important. It won't change the rest of the season. Because you can't keep on playing the bounce back card.
Yeah, totally.
All right. You think Notre Dame's going to give up more points than we'd like them to. Syracuse is averaging 28 points per game. They're very efficient in the passing game. Total yardage, almost 500 yards per game on offense. 370 of those are coming through the air, with 125 on the ground. So they've moved the ball a lot more than the points on the board would indicate. And I guess if you just go by their average, 28 points per game, do you think Notre Dame will do a better job, Randall, or a worse job of what they have been giving up as far as points per game indicator? And just I want to show you what has been happening with Notre Dame and the other teams. Notre Dame gave up 50 to Texas, and I know it was an overtime, so this number is a little bit skewed, but Texas is averaging 45 points per game. So Notre Dame gave up more points per game than what they're averaging. Notre Dame gave up only 10 to Nevada, and Nevada is averaging 23 points per game. So Notre Dame held Nevada to fewer points per game than what they were averaging. The Spartans, they are averaging 23, a little over 23 points per game, and Notre Dame gave up 38 or 36 points per game?
Yeah.
So big differentiator there. And then Duke, Notre Dame gave up 38 to Duke, and they're averaging 28. So Notre Dame has been giving up, in three of the last four games, they've been giving up 5 to 10 points more points per game than what the teams are averaging. I think that's going to switch big time here. I don't think we're going to be giving up more points per game than what the team has been averaging. I think finally we'll be able to hold a team at least in check to their average. I don't think Syracuse scores more than 30 points per game. I think Notre Dame holds them to under 30 points per game.
I disagree with you. So,
all right. Well, let's continue to talk defense for Notre Dame. Where obviously Syracuse has got a great passing attack, receiving weapon. Do you think that's where they're going to be able to score more points than what we'd like to see?
Yes, just because Notre Dame hasn't shown the ability to stop the passing game. I mean, our best corner has been beat over and over in the last two games. And now they're going against top receiver in the country, and even if Cole Luke plays better than what he has, he's still going to give up a lot of yards to this guy.
Yeah, and definitely that is a huge concern. Definitely, and I'm going out on a limb. I know it sounds crazy to say that I don't think Syracuse is going to score more than what they've been averaging.
And the thing is, it's one thing with the run game where they have to go through the defensive line, the linebackers, and the secondary. These deep passes, they've been beating Cole Luke or the cornerback, and there's nobody there to help them. It's beat one guy, and it's a touchdown. And I'm scared it'll happen a little too often in this game.
I mean, the reason I'm hopeful is because we're going to see more guys in the field, and maybe not as much as what Brian Kelly has kind of indicated. But the way he looks at it, a lot of those screw-ups as far as bad angles to the ball, missed tackles, some of that is due to guys being worn down. And so with more guys playing, at least from what he said, you know, he thinks that is going to make a difference. But I think overall, this is going to be a lower scoring game than what people think it will just looking at it on paper.
No, I don't agree with you at all.
I think this Syracuse defense is bad, and Notre Dame will try to keep as few possessions from Syracuse, or keep them to as few possessions as possible. And the Syracuse defense isn't good. I know Notre Dame didn't do a great job running the ball against Duke, but with a recommitment to competition in practice, I think we will see a difference in Notre Dame's ability to run the ball. I think that Notre Dame is going to have some long drives that chew up a lot of clock and take away opportunities for Syracuse to score points. And for Syracuse, I think they're going to be trying to score as quickly and as fast as possible, because they do know that their defense is bad. I mean, they give up a ton of points and a ton of yards as well.
Well, one of their writers, one of the article I read is that they think that Syracuse will have to score over 40 points this game to beat Notre Dame.
I'm really curious what your score prediction is, Randall.
Well, are you ready to hear?
Are you ready for it? I mean, have you said everything that you want to say? I think it's going to be a lower scoring game, kind of from what the over under would indicate. The over under is 73 points, a spread of 11 points for Notre Dame. Go ahead, Randall. What is your
score
prediction?
Well, I'm actually closer to the over under and the spread than what I was even. I kind of knew what it was, but I wasn't really paying attention to it. But I went with 41-31. I think Notre Dame is going to win, but it's going to be 41-31.
41-31. Okay. All right. I think it's going to be more like 38-24, Notre Dame.
Okay, that's not quite as bad as what I thought you would say, but...
Well, yeah, I wasn't saying they're going to hold them to under 20 points, but I do think that we'll hold them to fewer points than what they've been averaging.
No, this is just... everything seems excited, and it's like it's too good to be true, and I think a lot of it is too good to be true. It's not going to be as big a turnaround as what we had wanted to be.
I'm a believer.
It's going to take some time. It's going to take some time. So,
all right.
And the pass defense is terrible, so there it is.
Yeah, but it's been terrible because guys have been totally out of position on way too many times.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I just think there's so many other things that this team has to clean up as well. So,
all right, it will be interesting. And this is, I mean, if for nothing else, you know, Notre Dame's not getting to the playoff. If for nothing else, it's at least going to be a fun game for fans to watch and see how this defense evolves. Because according to Brian Kelly, this is his defense. This is what he wants to run.
Well, but remember, he's not going to change the terminology and stuff. He says it's his defense. It's because he's making the he's coming with the game plan and stuff. These are still going to be plays. They're not starting with new plays. This is still
stuff that
Van Gorder,
I mean,
ran. It's
but,
just been smaller,
but even Van Gorder's plays would have to have some basic, some plays close to what, you know, Brian Kelly or Diaco have run in the past.
Yeah. Which, by the way, they did talk to Diaco this week. I think it was Mike Elson talked to him because they did hold UConn held them to 66 plays last week, but BK said it was about other stuff. It wasn't about the defense. So I guess you can take that however you want to.
Oh, yeah. I would love a reunion with Bob Diaco and Brian Kelly. And by reunion,
I'm ready to move on to the next.
A working relationship.
As a coaching staff?
Yeah.
No, I'm not ready for that.
Why not? That was the best defense.
We saw
that
what happened in 2013.
Randall, it was still about 20 points per game that Notre Dame gave up.
Yeah, I know. But, yeah. There's a lot of options out there, or there will be this offseason.
We'll see. All right, we're ready to wrap this one up. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure.
Oh,
that,
the winner of the sport.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The winner was Trey Guy. His Twitter handle is Burpee Guy. He had predicted 41-27. He had predicted a Notre Dame win.
That was the closest one to a loss.
Yes. Well, as far as that was basically the closest to the actual score.
Yeah.
Most of them, you know, were closer to the 3-touchdown spread because everyone expected Notre Dame to win this game. So.
Wow. All right. Congratulations, Trey Guy. We'll be sending you a tweet with some instructions on how to get your free coffee. All right, thank you guys for listening. Check back on Monday for a recap podcast of Notre Dame's incredible win over the Syracuse Orange, where Notre Dame came out looking like a completely different team and coming away with covering the spread, a significant victory, something like a 38-24 victory over the Syracuse Orange. So until then, go Irish.
Go Irish.